ready, Wayne?
Staff is ready.
All right. Everybody else ready?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome, everybody. I want to call to order the Willow City Council special meeting for June 29th, 2021. Gary, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I'd be honored to, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Stand.
Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Gary.
You're welcome.
Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Fleischer. Councilmember Warren. Vice Mayor Hinton.
Here.
Mayor Menegay.
Here. Thank you. All right, next item is item four. If you haven't gotten an agenda, there's some copies over there on the table. Item four is public comment, written communications. This is an opportunity for members of the public to comment on anything not on today's agenda. So if there's anything other than the swimming pool you want to talk about, now's your chance. Okay, seeing no public comment. Item five, we have a proposal of agreement to use of facilities between the City of Willows and the Willows Unified School District. Wayne, I'll let you start it off, please.
All right, Mayor DeMegany, as directed, city staff has been working diligently on getting this thing up and running. Currently, we have before you the agreement for the use of the facility. We have contacted the school. They have tentatively agreed to it. The insurance company has looked at it and agrees to it, and they will provide the required certificates and endorsements to the school upon request. I'll give you a quick update where city staff is. Currently, we are in the process of updating 2 lifeguards from previous years and training 6 new lifeguards. We have completed the purchase of all the new first aid and all the other equipment that is going to be needed. They will be trained and completed their training at the end of this week. So we have them in the mornings here, and in the afternoons they're over at the pool. So we appreciate the high school allowing us to get to the pool and allow that. Cindy Champagne is finishing that training up, and so we appreciate that. And with that, you know, we just keep digging along as things pop up, and we'll do it. But operationally wise, inside the pool, we will be completed and ready for ops by the end of this week.
Okay.
I would also like, I know that July 5th was the opening date, but that is a city holiday in recognition of July 4th. So I would talk with the city crews about that and probably look at the July 6th as the opening date rather than the 5th. So. But other than that, I'll be happy to take any questions as far as the agreement, and we would look to a motion to approve the agreement at the end.
Okay, thanks. I'll start with the old guy to my left, Gary.
I guess I am that guy. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. No, I just like to thank City Attorney Dave Ritchie for donating his 4 hours of time creating the agreement we see in front of us. And also to our Chief Peabody and the city administrative team for quickly putting this together, and also to the friends of the Willows Pool volunteer group for all of their efforts. But no, I have no questions. This was, you know, put on the front burner, and Chief, thank you for moving this forward very quickly and efficiently. I have absolutely no questions with the agreement. I'd also like to thank not only our team, but also Willows Unified for their cooperation in this. So I think this is, I have no questions. Let's get this done. So that's all I had, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thanks. Jeff?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Actually, I want to repeat everything that Gary said, but I won't do it. Thank everybody that was involved in this. Wayne, I just have a question, and it's on page 7, and it's under number 8. And it says, funds sufficient to cover the cost of for the use fees and the city's expenditures, estimated a total of $20,000, and a pledge by Friends of the Willow City Pool in their proposal to the City Council on June 22nd must be deposited in the fund account. When is that date, the fund?
So that is a contingency based upon the first day of operation.
Okay, alrighty. And then on the same page, and this is just a ticky-tacky thing, There's two number eights. Is that just supposed to be number nine at the bottom of that page?
Yep. That would be a number nine miscellaneous provisions.
Okay. And then on page 14, it states, and I don't know if this is an accurate number, but it states that five lifeguards, 4 hours a day, so that would be 20 hours a day. And it says for 20 days, I believe, is what it said in the information, the proposed time frame. So I guess my question is does that mean that the lifeguards are paid $25 an hour? Is that approximately right?
That's a budgetary number for the lifeguards.
Okay. Yes. All right. That's all the questions I have at this moment, sir.
Okay. Thanks. I don't have anything. Go ahead.
They're not going to be paid 25. It costs 25
okay,
an hour to have
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
I think their wage is 7, 16, something like
comp
that.
And
I think is yeah. It's the okay. total roll-up cost is okay. 25.
Yeah.
Budgetary number.
All right.
Yeah. Workman's comp is about 30%.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is. So figure if it's $15 an hour, it's well almost $5 an hour. Workman's comp on top of that, or something an hour.
Okay. All right.
So.
Thank you.
Right. Love to hear from friends of the city pool. Come up if you've got anything you want to say. We like what. Sure. We like what we're seeing. You have a friendly audience here.
Oh goodness! You brought backup, Sharon.
So whoever's speaking, we'd ask when whoever speaks, you'd state your name for the record, please. And it looks like you might have a photo op coming up. Don't worry, we
it's
don't bite.
Like all the volunteers step back.
Doug's the worst one in the room, okay?
Okay. My name is Sharon Ponciano, and I don't think it's necessary to read everything we have here on the report. There were just some updates after meeting with city staff, and I think the biggest obstacle for us, I did list under additional updates, number four, is based on the our realization from the beginning that this was going to have to be a very rapid campaign. We knew we didn't have time for an event, for a barbecue, for something to invite people to. And our intention from the beginning was to do electronic fundraising that people could pass along very quickly. So at this point, my understanding of our unresolved issue is how to do the electronic fundraising in a way that is not prohibiting people from making a tax-deductible donation. We know not everybody cares about this, and we still feel that we have several actual avenues for doing a GoFundMe towards this project for gifts. It has to be very clear, they are not tax-deductible donations. Unless we could do the charity branch, which would require the disclosure of our tax ID number, and apparently that is not allowed. So the tax ID disclosure is one obstacle that we've run into. I understand it's, you know, public record, but we haven't figured out a way to proceed to do both electronic fundraising and not omit the way that people could donate and receive the tax deductible benefit. I just want to say one more thing and then I'm going to let others speak. But we realized that with such a rapid campaign that the other part about the GoFundMe is that it doesn't impact staff. It's it's already, it's automatic. You get a running total whatever minute of the day or night you want to check. You know how much money you have, and it is refundable. So if we started that, and for whatever reason, something, it didn't happen, then that money can be refunded directly to the donor. So that's another benefit we have considered and still feel, well, I want other people to talk about that, but it seems to me, you know, we were going to be originally finished by tomorrow. So we're way late. We know this, but we do need help in understanding how money could be directed other than a GoFundMe that will not be, you know, will not be tax deductible. It'll be just a gift. People want to provide. There are several nonprofits in town who have suggested they could help with that on their end. Mm-hmm. So that's all I have.
Who's next?
I guess I'll be next. My name is Laura Lee Knight. I go by Lolly, and I go by Miss Lolly. I've been the children's librarian over across the aisle for a number of years, and I'm an old warhorse as far as campaigning and for fundraising for many different causes. My comments are actually more of questions. I don't understand how they've been able to fund it in the past. Has it always been that they are not able to use it as a tax deduction, or what did they do to be able to use it? We have been in a circular motion with this GoFundMe thing. They say we have to have a charitable, either a nonprofit, or it's okay to have the donations for a city, but we have to have a, I think they call it EIN, mm-hmm. And the city has said we can't have it. And so we're just in this circular motion where we're getting nowhere. And what I would like to know is how has this worked in the past, and so what do we have to look forward to?
Okay, I'm going to direct that to staff.
So as far as my understanding, the tax donation would normally come through the free swim days, and that's why we'd normally start this in January. We'd reach out the company, we'd give them an invoice, they'd pay, we'd give them the information accordingly like that. And my understanding through our attorney, to set up a GoFundMe page, governmental agencies can't set up GoFundMe pages. They're normally set up through the 501(c) corporations. So in order to set up a GoFundMe, it's not allowed through the city organization. So that's my understanding, yeah. So if there's an opportunity through another 501(c), that'd probably be the direction that you'd have to go.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. A public entity can't do a GoFundMe. But you had mentioned something about partnering with one of the other service organizations.
Yes, but we haven't been able to get in touch with them at this point in time, I mean, before this meeting. You know, everything has been really hard because we've been dealing with the banks, and of course this was the weekend. You know, yesterday was the first day we were actually able to get back to them and find out what their recommendations were to set up an account so that we could funnel the money in and then send it over to the city. And every bank has different ways of doing things, and so, you know, it was time consuming, and then we got trying to get a GoFundMe thing started when we finally got to that solution with the bank. Mm-hmm. And now we're just, like I said, going around and around in like a spinning wheel.
Yes, I can appreciate that. Yeah, I guess our advice is see if you can partner with one of the service organizations, or Elks, Rotary, Kiwanis, Lions. Let's see, who else is there around?
And maybe I have another question too.
Yeah.
Now we are getting really close to the time.
Yeah.
The time frame of when this starts. I don't think we're going to have that many funds if we haven't gotten set up to finance it. What is going to happen? I mean, that's my bottom line. Are you going to say we have to have the total amount by the time the date starts? Because that's pretty much what it said, you know, that the funds will be there. I can tell you they won't be. I mean, just from past experience about fundraising, I have big hopes for GoFundMe because I see they do work instantaneously and really, really quickly, and people like it because they can do it from their home and it's easy. But there's no guarantee. So my question is what is the next step? I mean, where are we going to be? It would be better to stop before we flounder.
Yeah, so if you don't reach the, is it a $20,000 goal?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to defer that to my colleagues for starting, you know. I'm not going to start that. It's up to, basically you're asking if we can give you a couple more days?
Well, what I would like to see, I would like to see that the funding course goes clear through the end of the program for the 20 days. Would go to June the 30th. So that would give us every expectation of getting what we could.
Okay, so you're thinking a deadline of July 30th?
Or yes.
Like, or June 30th? No,
July 30th.
July 30th, because yeah, tomorrow's the June 30th.
Yeah, and that would give us lots of opportunity to do lots of face things different ways and work on it.
Okay.
Did I not see the August, the first week in August, in some of the information?
Is when the swim program would be done.
Okay.
Yeah, August 11th or something.
Was it first week of, I think wasn't it the last week of July?
You know, there is, yeah, I remember at one time there's an August date.
I think we kind of left that in, but didn't we?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what the question is.
Well, Sharon, what I was asking is, reading through some of the information, I seen it, some information I thought it said something about for the first week of August as well.
At one point, that was, we were wondering if we could shift, but that won't work with maintenance because the high school has to get ready for kids to start. They don't start the first week, but maintenance needs that time to devote to the classrooms and campus.
Yeah, and the city will need time as well to make sure we gather up our stuff and everything out of the pool house. That's why we left the first week of August.
I was just clarifying that date. So
yeah, July 30th is your last day, and that's a Friday. That works out well.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I'd actually looked at that concern because of the time frame. And I don't know what the particulars of it would be, if we'd have to have a special meeting or if it isn't even possible, but I would recommend that we use general fund reserves to go ahead and initially pay for it, and then ask for, you know, donations, and, you know, whatever we get, we get. But, you know, I think we all agree that our city isn't just one thing. It's not just, you know, the library, it's not just the fire department, it's not just public works, it's everything. And that's what, you know, a lot of people have said in the past is that, you know, they're having to go out of town to, you know, different events in order for their children, and there's some kids that just can't do that. So the little bit of expense that it would be, to me, you know, justifies using, you know, reserve funds and replenishing it the best we can.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people was taken blindsided by the fact that the pool wasn't going to be opened, and I think it was just kind of got behind the eight ball. So that would be my suggestion, but I'm willing to listen to others.
Okay. Gary, you got any thoughts?
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. No, just while you were speaking, just looking at the agreement under item 8, conditions precedent to performance, the party's obligations to perform any and all covenants explained in paragraphs 1-6 above arise only upon the following conditions, precedent being met, and it's 8C, funds sufficient to cover the costs for the use fees and the city expenditures estimated to total $20,000 and pledged by Friends of the Willow City Pool in their proposal to the City Council on June 22nd, 2021 must be deposited in the city's pool fund account. There's no drop dead date, so and it was my understanding that the fundraising would continue, you know, for the month of July. And that's basically the way I read item 8. Chief, any disagreement with that?
Well, it just, the party's obligations to perform any and all covenants contained in paragraph 1 through 6 arise only upon the following conditions preceding being met.
Sure.
So that just, it means that as they presented to the council and as we were led, that they were going to raise the money and we were going to go that direction. But
right,
if
right.
the council so chooses a different direction, staff will do accordingly.
Yeah, because it's my understanding that, you know, fundraising was going to commence and it, you know, takes a few days to raise, you know, takes a little bit of time to raise some money. I don't have a problem with that. But the way I read this, there's, you know, it's still, the way I read it, it looks like fundraising would continue, you know, moving forward, you know, to cover the $20,000. That's my take on it.
Yeah,
so I think we could move forward, and if, you know, if there are any expenditures to be met before the funds exist, then, you know, utilize reserve funds temporarily until that can be augmented.
For cash flow.
Absolutely, because, you know, it's going to take a few days for some money to come in, and the group, you know, if you can work on, as Larry said, on a 501c3 organization to utilize, you know.
That would be much better if we
could. Exactly, and keep it nice and clean, because as Chief Peabody indicated, City of Willows, we cannot, you know.
I understood that.
Have a GoFundMe
account. As soon as that came up, I realized that, you know, this was just
the reality. That opens all kinds of issues, yeah. So, but, yeah, so.
Okay.
And, you know, in donations in the past, I mean, what I've done in the past, write a check to the City of Willows, pool fund, drop it off at the counter. That's an option, too, for folks. That's clearly an option. That's not a problem.
Oh, yeah, and we're not discounting that, because there are a lot of people that don't like using the Internet.
Sure.
And we want to hit them off.
Yeah.
Sure. Or, you know, send a check in the mail or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I had, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
So you guys are talking July 30th as a fundraising deadline?
Well, you know, I think me and Gary both came to the realization that what happens, you know, if once we open the pool, you know, the cost we're going to incur the cost. So obviously we're going to accept donations probably as long as people are willing to, you know, give them to us. Doesn't that make sense? So what, you know, why put that date on there if we're going to have to, you know, make up the difference of the donation funds, you know, from the general, from the reserve fund? Why put an actual end date? Why don't we just, whatever donations come in that's noted for pool funds, accept them graciously?
Yeah, there's no end date under item 8. There's no,
from a bookkeeping standpoint and keeping things clean, as far as if you're donating to this year or when we start to accept donations next year, it would be nice to have some kind of an end date, just so that way we can say if they've donated to this year for the Friends of the Pool compared to next year, it would be nice to have some kind of an end date. Now, what that is, we normally start the process for the next year in January, so that's when we normally start for the next year, next July. So it would just be nice and clean. That way we donated this much money this year to this group and then next year to that group.
So is this, does this year begin July 1st?
The fiscal year
we will,
does.
We will start in January,
I think is what Wayne's saying.
Sure. In January, we start raising funds for the next
year.
No, I understand that, but clean for the fiscal year, doesn't that begin July 1st?
It doesn't.
He didn't
we're already crossing borders between fiscal years.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm wondering if, in accordance with the point you're making, if we should commence July 1st instead of today.
Oh, no, you can start today.
No, I wouldn't hold off on.
Oh, that's not
we could always, you know,
that's
calendar year.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want end date, calendar year, you want to put, you know.
What Wayne's getting at is, for next summer's swim cycle, we start in January.
We do it by calendar year instead of fiscal.
You know, but no, go ahead and start, you know, we'll give you 5 minutes after you leave here to start fundraising.
Yeah.
As an incurable optimist,
yes.
If we end up with more than $20,000 by the end of the July, are we obligated to give it back, or just, can we just donate it to the school, I mean, the pool fund, and let people know that it's for next year?
Go into the pool fund for free admission days next year.
Next year.
That'd be an easy, yeah.
Because we do need to know what to say to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. And like I said, I have no idea how it's going to play out, you know. We'll do what we do.
I'm optimistic, too.
Yes.
So you can sit down if you want, or you can stay there. So just food for thought. July 30th, come on up before I go on. Go ahead.
Oh, my name's Madeline Kaufman, and I'm part of the Willow's Friends of the City Pool, and I just want to say thank you guys so much for coming up with this awesome idea of allowing us to fundraise a little bit longer. I just want to thank you for that. We're gonna do it more above and beyond. I already know that. So
okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Hard to argue with that, gentlemen. So we'll use July 30th fundraising deadline, I guess. What I was going to say is...
July, you mean January?
No. Well, yeah, we were talking July 30th. Well, Wayne had mentioned that if donations dribble out until November, December and stuff, you know, then you have to decide, I guess, if they had gotten 20,000, then the excess would go into...
the following year,
next year.
As long as they make that clear through the
kind of probably going to be a moot point, even though it's nice to have a separation from a bookkeeping point of view. I can appreciate that.
Jeff Flatt, fiscal year, calendar year, it makes things muddled.
We'll straighten it out, don't worry about it.
Well, I was just saying, new year, new plans. Can we say December 31st, New Year's Eve? If anyone wants to make donations, if we haven't reached that 20,000, we'll go towards that. Anything after January 1st, the new year, let's take it to the other year. So that way we can just, we donated in 2021 for the 21-21 summer season. Anything after that, go for the 22 summer season. Make it a little bit more cut and dry for folks. And like I said, if we have that timeline and time frame, we can put it in the paper, we can put it on social media. Like Mrs. Kaufman said, we're optimistic. The people I've been talking to, I think we can do this. We're just put kind of behind the eight ball, and no blame to you folks. You know, we got into the game a little bit late, but. Again, thank you for your help, just an advice or comment, so.
Okay, yeah, cool.
What do you think, Wayne?
You guys go raise funds, and, you know, like every volunteer group, you started, you never get to leave now. Congratulations.
Come on, Wayne, you have to shirt.
The way the city looks is this, we're funding the pool, and whatever funds they raise, we'll put back into the fund, and they continue raising funds for this year until the new group starts. So
the next generation.
You go get us some money, we'll put it in the fund, and we'll, I guess, as directed by council, we will fund the pool, and then we'll move forward.
Yeah. And come on up, Wally, but Jeff is going to say, continuous fundraising, because
I have a great idea what he's got.
Yeah.
But I do have one consideration for that. If we are able to pony onto another existing 105C3, you know, uh-huh. somewhere here in town, don't we need to have a cutoff? I mean, we need to be able to say that this is so much.
Well, that's the thing. You know,
I was a little worried about that. I mean, that's why I was thinking of when the program is done that we should stop.
There's really, in some ways, there's two different fundraising events. One
right.
is a continuous,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've seen at Santa Food, Marvell, used to
yeah.
have a thermometer there. Carol
hey,
used to put
I
up.
Sat out in the rowboat with Carol.
yeah, you know, so yeah. that was always kind of an ongoing thing
yes.
versus what we're really talking about today is just a short time fundraising burst.
Right, and but I was thinking of, if we extend it all the way to the first of the year, I mean, is it going to be okay with those, the, if we pony up on to another organization? Which, for our GoFundMe?
Yeah.
I'm kind of, I don't know.
One thing I was thinking, though, of, is there an advantage to say, we say funds must be raised by July 15th? Would that help you in your fundraising?
Well, I don't know.
To put the pressure on fundraising. What I'm thinking is, oh, I got till whenever I want to donate, versus you guys need to have it within a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So would that be of an advantage if we said you had to have it by, let's say, July 15th or something?
Or a certain amount of it.
Or a certain amount. You know, you could, I'll give you Gary and Jeff's phone numbers. You can, you know, call them. You know, those are the guys that said you had to have so much by such a date.
And I would even think that if you gave them a full 2-month window as a pressure point for the 50 or the GoFundMe, I think that would be a better opportunity to kind of put the pressure, kind of that 2-month window.
Go through the end of August?
That might be a good shove.
Yeah.
2 months to do it. City's funding it in the meantime. Go raise what we can.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm glad Chief made that comment. I'm sitting, because I was sitting here with an 8/31 date in the back of my mind, because, like you know, we know how some people are, and they'll may put it off and put it off and put it off. But as far as, with a fundraising window of 8/31, sounds good. Because the obligation from the group by the agreement is to raise $20,000. Once you hit that $20,000 mark, that's up to you what you want to do with the funds beyond that. So, you know, whether you want to put it toward next year or whatever. But no, I think that would be adequate.
Yeah. So let's say we'll August 31st, fundraising goal date. How's that? Okay.
As far as the agreement goes, we'll make modifications to that agreement under Section 8, Subsection C. Funds sufficient to be covered, fees, city expenditures, estimated 20, pledged by the Friends of the Pool, and the proposal to the City Council June 22nd must be deposited in the city's pool fund by August 31st, 2021. Okay.
You got that, Tara?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because
so we'll make that change on the next one down to 9 rather than the 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can do that little bookkeeping. All right. Sounds like we're ready for a motion.
Yeah.
Who wants to do it?
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the motion. As amended, the use of facilities indemnification and insurance agreement between the City of Willows and the Willows Unified School District, and authorize the interim city manager to complete any and all necessary tasks associated with the agreement.
All right, got a motion to approve the agreement as amended.
I will second that.
All right. Any further discussion, gentlemen?
No, sir.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 3-0. So you got an agreement. I know I can speak for the three of us and the two absent. We are glad that we came to this agreement. We very much appreciate your enthusiasm, your effort. It really is demonstrating a can-do spirit in the community. Many times you hear negativity, which is unfortunate because it really is grinding. Molly, you mentioned, you know, you like to be an optimist. I like to be an optimist too. Some people we come in contact make it harder to be than others. That's just life, you know. But we really do appreciate all your enthusiasm and willingness to work, you know. I want to thank Wayne especially for all of his work. You know, he does things as directed, but like you mentioned at our last city council meeting, you know, he shoved other stuff aside so we could focus on this. And I appreciate our city attorney, Mr. Ritchie. He's not here, but donating his time. And if he didn't use the full 4 hours, maybe we can get a cash donation.
You see that he's not here.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, I'll leave it well
and
enough
I would,
alone.
I urge you to also thank Christina Hudson, who is our CAO now. Done the majority of this work and got a lot of the stuff set
Yes. That's much appreciated, you know. Anything else you guys want to say?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're most certainly welcome. Thank you for everything you're doing. So, anything else, gentlemen?
No, thanks, everybody.
All right, yeah, then it's good. 2:35. Let's adjourn the meeting. Thanks. Oh, stop my